Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. December 21st. Today we're going to look into Luke 10 and the parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was the neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." I try to do this my own way, but I always feel lacking. Probably because my sister is so good at this. She is good at seeing people that I don't see and reach out to. But honestly, I do it too, just in my own way, and to the people I care about. It just feels like I have lots of room for improvement. The thing is, this parable teaches us a lot about how God views us as equal and neighbors. But first and foremost as siblings, brothers and sisters. And as such, we should be there for each other during this earthly life, school, trial, or however you view it. To help, see, lift, hold, carry, support in any way we can. It can be a listening ear, help with food, money, time. Like the amazing sister missionaries that came to my home this week to help me sort through my clean laundry pile. I cannot tell you how much that meant to me. That was what I needed right then and there. I can be that to someone else. Let's continue in Luke chapter 11, verses 5-8. Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me, the door is already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need." I honestly had some problem deciphering this last parable, but then I thought about Joseph Smith and the lost manuscript. He asked God, who said no, then he asked again, and still the same reply. But he kept asking until God finally gave him what he asked for, the manuscript that somehow disappeared, and God knew this would happen. He had the foresight to predict this, and that is why he said no. I wondered what would have happened had he just told Joseph this. Would he have understood and stopped asking? Do we sometimes ask for things that God knows is plain out bad for us, that will lead us to heartbreak and misery? I once thought, what if I hadn't met my ex-husband? What if? Then I probably wouldn't have my 4 children. But I think I would have been in the similar relationship that probably would have ended in the same way, because I was where I was in life and in cycles of learning that I had to go through. Could I have gotten here to where I am in any other way? Probably, but you learn very effectively through strong emotions. And heartbreak is a really strong emotion, and I have learned a lot. I have learned a lot from my daughter that ends every prayer she says with the words, "Thy will be done." I remember praying for my younger brother to live, until I prayed, "Thy will be done," and he died that night. But somehow, I knew it was okay. Let's all believe in the power of God, of love, and that He wants the best for us. So we can say, "Thy will be done." Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.